If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's take a look at the other interrogation video that's been released. This is released a few weeks ago. We haven't really gone through it much, but let's take a look at this.
First and foremost, if you can just take a deep breath, 10 minutes.
Interview, I should say, not interrogation, okay. Where somebody tears
them
apart.
All I'm going to do is try and get an idea of what you party, what you sound, and any timeline, any information that you can give us so that we can try and figure out what happened, okay? So just take a deep breath for me. I know this isn't going to be easy, just one thing to go from there, okay? How do you feel then? What's your first year? I turn the volume down. Okay, then you know the lesson. And it didn't hurt.
I would breathe.
And you live there at 1122 King Road?
Yeah.
I look familiar with him. And what state you're in, then?
You look
at do you have your phone number too? So what we're going to be doing is taking people's phones for a little while. I'm going to turn in. So we do this. I don't know if you called, if you want to make any phone calls or anything like that. We work with you in an investigation like this as we try to collect as much information as we can. Okay. Anything that might be small, you may not think is important for us to find out what happened, but it's very crucial. So taking something off your phone might be extremely useful for us, even if it's something that you don't realize, okay? And we're trying to get that phone back to you as fast as we can.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Okay. So, yep. Is this your phone, Dan?
Yeah, can I tell my mom?
That's fine. Yes, for sure. And then what I'm going to need is your passcode. Mm-hmm. So, for here, we tune it to this week, you didn't turn off your passcode, okay?
How do you take off?
We did that? And fiddle or be good at this one. You can just give me your something with your class.
I just don't know my name.
Okay. What is your bank account? Okay. And what type of.
Carrie, I'm
speaking.
Speaking. Okay.
Right. Sorry.
Okay, so she's far more emotional than.
Any social media than Navarin's Facebook.
It shows just how different people react to things in trauma.
Any other Such a neat type sucker.
Great.
So it's the big ones?
Yeah.
Apple. So we're going to try to go back and try to do a little bit of the timeline, okay? So what did you guys do last night?
I mean,
mostly, were you, if you were by yourself and not with the group? What
is it was in the house, so it was Finland.
So you were with
one of them is my roommates, and one of them is her boyfriend.
Okay. So you're with Ethan
and Zana.
Zanon?
Mm-hmm.
And spell that one?
X-A-N-Y. M-A-N-A, sorry.
X-A-N-A.
N-A.
Okay. So I'm just trying to. Sometimes I'll speak with names too. So you were with Ethan and Zana last night.
Yeah.
Well, do you know Ethan's last name?
Chibin.
I don't know how to spell
it. Yes, and Nana's last name?
Finnettle.
Do you spell it?
I think it's K-E-R. N. O. Maybe another guy, T. Fleeting or something like that.
Okay. Okay, so you're with them. What time did you guys say at the 75 salt scene?
Around 8 something. 8:30.
So 8:30 p.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, were you guys just in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you left from your house.
Then was that formal? Could be my person. She had a date. And
okay.
We were just hanging out at her house. And then she came over and we all walked over together.
Okay, so that was you, Ethan, Zana. Was there another person out here? Or just the three of you that
walked over with us?
Okay, and now?
Logan.
Logan?
Okay.
Was it Nate Dinyayi?
Who did?
I think her name is Madison, though, I believe.
Okay. So you guys all walked over to your room about 8:30. Oh, were you all pretty much together, or just kind of mingling throughout the house next day?
We were all pretty much together, and then Maddie left to go to the club with Kimberly. And then I was with Ethan and Zana most of the night, but then one of my friends came. And I hung out with her the rest of the night.
And who was that?
Yes.
Case Telephone? Okay. And Lawson?
I don't know how to pronounce it. And no family needs to stick on that.
Okay, that's fine. You have a phone number for her?
Yeah.
Nice on your phone. Okay, he's in the band. Okay, so you were with. And at that point, Ethan and I were just kind of hanging out, still at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went to our other friend's house.
Okay. What time was that at?
I don't know. You guess. 12-ish. I think like that'd be wrong.
Yeah, it's fine. And where's that house?
It's just like up the street. Yeah, I don't know.
Up the street from
Singwakai.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you guys are at Singwakai, so you're walking back towards.
We're walking back from the house. And then we'll go this way.
So like when back to Taylor Street, you went off? So if you walked all the way from Sigma Naves.
First.
Sigma Pi, sorry.
Yeah. You know the apartments, the lights?
Yep, right on the lights.
It's like that straight, that way.
So on Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know roughly where on Taylor? Or does she live in on the other off streets?
It's on Taylor, but it's like one of that any house with by the news. I don't know. How do we know later?
Okay. And whose house is it, if you want to?
It's... And I don't know if they're in the roommate.
And... Okay. So you and you're at this house. How long are you here?
Like 40 minutes. And then I left by myself.
You're in this big house.
So you walked home maybe around 1-ish?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see when you got home?
Worst in family house watching the Empire Time Breeze.
And no one else was home yet.
And then the roommate or?
She's around.
Oh, okay.
And. She's on the phone.
Yeah, that's fine. And does live with you, I see, or just visit
the friend?
Okay.
And then she left.
What, do you know what time she left at?
That was when.
But you. You're all watching. Okay. And anything happened during that time for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And who else was in the house at that time?
Don't worry.
No one? Nice. Just the three of you? Okay. So, what? Let's go a little bit more. What happened to you?
I'm back. I came back for the club. Left.
Daddy and him?
Carrie.
Okay. And they got home from this club. You know what time that might have been?
I think they told one of the clubs that was talking to me at the house, like, better times.
It's okay.
I don't really remember right now. Maybe, like,
it's a little
something boring.
So if you got home around warm, that would have put them
in. Like 1:45.
Something like that. So near Barbary? Like, did I do that?
Weird.
Like near Barbary? Yeah, see, bar's on the close at 2:00 here.
Oh, yeah. They went to Brookshug after, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What did you do after that, after Maddie and Kaylee died?
We all hung out in Kaylee's room for a little. In the past, and then Maddie and I took Mercy out with she, the dog. And then I said I was going to go to bed because I was tired. And she said she'd
do all that too.
And I went to my room, was going to eat,
boring to sleep.
And she came and nodded and asked if I had Murphy. And I said no. And then I went to bed.
Okay. So what time did you take, do you think you took Murphy out?
I'm like 3:30.
3:30?
7.
Okay. And where do you know I'm going to take Murphy to go to the bathroom?
Just the back door. Mm-hmm. In the kitchen.
So, which one is 1122? So, if I'm coming up King Road off the Taylor.
It's the big white house on the end.
On the very top on the right?
Oh, well, it's technically all King Road, but that should be cheap.
Okay. So, is it the one that's top and back if you're going up to 500 Clean Road? Those big apartments? And it's kind of back just a little bit? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you normally go out the back deck then?
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of end on the chamber then? Okay, so you go there. You and Maddie take the dog out.
Cuban.
And then how long did you get to it?
I was out there for maybe like 10 seconds.
Okay. So then you both come back in. So you and Maddie both come back in.
Before she did.
Okay. You and Maddie still have the dog then?
Yes, I believe so.
So you went out for a little bit, came back in. Do you know what time Maddie came back in?
Mm-hmm.
And you went straight to bed when you came back in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long after you, like, when you went to bed, do you think Maddie came
back? Actually, I came in, grabbed some chips, went to my room, and watched a show for a little, and then I reached it.
What were you watching?
It's called Baby Daddy.
Okay. How long do you think you watched it?
Be like 30 minutes.
So one episode maybe?
Yeah. Kind of like a half.
Okay. And did Maddie come in during that show or after?
She just knocked on my door, I think during your last. I like right
before. We should know. Anything. Then what happened after that?
I just went to bed. And then I woke up and I was like half asleep, right? Thought I had like a fire lunch or something. It could just sparkle, like, under the main door. And I thought I heard, like, something kind of fall. I thought it was moving bark, but I thought people were just breaking. Like, food, like, and the head was here or something, and not tilting over, because he's just, like, loud in the kitchen, let's say.
Okay. So, what do you mean by you heard a firework?
It sounded like a little firework, and then I heard, like, a spark. And he went by my, like, I'm on the bottom floor.
Okay.
So it kind of looked like it came down there, but I don't know.
And so is Murphy your dog?
stopped.
Can they stop?
Can we and her ex-boyfriend stop?
Okay. So you heard Muffy bark right after you heard what you thought was a firecracker?
Yeah, something like that, right? I don't know. Dog's pretending random things. Is it not going to heat up being
pumpkin? Same thing. It didn't sound like, like an angry growl when you went down, just a bark?
I don't really know. I was like half asleep.
Okay, you said a red bird. So, hear the fireworks. You kind of see a spark underneath the door. And Murphy barks. What do you hear after that?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing at the door? Okay. And you thought maybe something was just in the kitchen at that point?
Yeah, just like someone accidentally fell into the table or something.
Okay.
And she was like with one thing.
Do you know about what time that might have been? Do you have any idea?
Like 4 or something. I tried to call all of them. I'm right 4:20-ish. Our time, you know, almost instantly and thought they just wanted bed or something.
She cast? And what happened after that?
Called me. She said she thinks she saw someone. And I didn't know, like, really what to think of it, because sometimes we think we hear things a lot in the house, but she's usually just eating, walking around. But she came. I told her to come to my room. She's like, okay, I need to lock the door. Just stand there, just in case there was anything. And that's all I knew. We went like all back to sleep.
You didn't hear anything else, Fuku? No one else talking?
What does it?
Did make it to your room then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time do you think she got in your room?
Around 4:20, 4:30.
Okay, about the same time.
Yeah.
Where's her room located? It's yours.
I'm the only one on the bottom floor, right by the front door.
Okay.
And then you go up the stairs. Xana's room, his room, the kitchen, and then upstairs is that in case.
Okay. And where's the room?
Right by the kitchen.
Right by the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did she say anything to you when she got into the room?
She said she thought she saw me, but I didn't know what to think of my eyes. Like, still half asleep, and I was like, I don't know what to okay. It didn't sound like I didn't hear screams or anything or anything. But I don't really know.
Okay. Intent. But notice that she didn't say anything more than she just saw someone.
We don't have to tell him from Patricia.
So, well, your bed then, if the board is at the right house, you have a parking lot, not a door, and your bed is just to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you slept from by the time you finally got into your room around 4-ish or so. Actually, before that.
Really? 3-something?
Yeah. So you were in there sleeping. Okay. Dylan got to your room maybe somewhere around 4:20-ish, but Dylan was already home at that point. You knew that Maddie and Karen were home. Do you know when anyone else in the house got home?
I don't know when Anna or Eamon got home. I didn't hear them Sunday or anything.
Okay. And the last time you saw Xana and Ethan was at the Sandwich House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, did you see anything weird at the party? Okay. Well, this is how the way they're set up. Where everyone hanging out primarily up in the main culinary area, with most people hanging out in individual rooms and stuff like that.
It was a little bit of a mixture at first. It was like apartments, and then it was the main room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then as I was leaving, I wanted to throw a backpack from our friend's room, and sorry, then
we're sitting on the couch, like listening to music.
Okay. And that was up in the main room, or that was in
the apartment?
That was in the apartment. Okay. Did you hear of anything that happened to anybody?
Okay.
Was there anyone strange or odd hanging around the party?
Okay.
Do you know of anybody in your house still has an issue with anyone? Any ex-boyfriends? You can have that.
Tell their ex-boyfriends. Really nice.
They still like dead friends.
Have you ever had any of your base supporting money won't stalk you yet?
It's been once though. Kaylee said when Everyone was like, gone, you mean? And we're at the sorority house from being. It was okay when she was taking Marty out. Gee, this was a wild one. And she said she swears she saw someone staring at her while she was.
You thought of you've met a bar on the level?
You drink? A month. She could see like a man saw a light book staring at her.
You see, it was about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did Kane have any issues with Daniel?
I've been.
Okay. None of them have made any comments or statements about anyone trying to come on to them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They said that all the ex-boyfriends of that, they're all normally very nice and stuff like that. Are me any of them fairly recent breakups?
One, but.
I said, if you little bull pup, yeah. What is, can you be a little information on that?
I mean, it's nice. She lived fine. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who's Cliff? Sour Street.
On two?
On Eklund, I think.
Two.
He and Haley share Marty.
Okay.
And they dated for 7 years.
And that's in Haley's?
And then I still barely got.
And they dated for 7 years?
Something like that.
Since high school.
And they much the very close to
him. Okay. And they shared Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Reggie.
Okay. How long did they break out?
Literally, like 3 months or something. But they're still on
really good moves.
Do you know why they broke out?
She was kind of like Texas.
Where she came from?
Cornwall.
Yeah.
Where is it
from? Cornwall.
Okay.
And Manuel.
You said that they're still on the current and the pump
creek? Yeah.
Has Kaylee been seeing anyone else lately?
When they had these moves, not really, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know when she was going to move to Tempe?
The distance.
Apparently she wasn't going to move. I don't know.
Do you know what changed your mind?
Well, I think she
wants. Or I could stay here with all of us.
Okay. Is there anything else you think is important for me to know? And you might remember things later. That's very much, very normal, okay?
Yeah.
If you seem to remember anything else, please reach back out to us. And then bring me back in and we'll get that information, okay? Quick before then you go, okay? And you don't remember Kaylee's lesson?
It's all this.
It's all this?
Yeah, I can't follow this.
What kept your cell phone?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You can.
Okay. Okay. All right, can you guys first very much thank you for sitting down with me, okay? You've been 50 times out of the room, same with you, Chris, all right? You said there's nothing else?
Anybody that is trying to point fingers at these girls after seeing that, you should be thoroughly ashamed.
Yep.
Can somebody fill me in a little bit on that? Because we had quite a few comments about some of the nasty stuff that's apparently going on with these two girls. What are people saying? Why are they saying it?
Because they're mentally ill. I don't know. I mean, there are groups of people that still are pro-burgers. There are still people out there that think he's innocent. And other than simply calling it what it is, that is, there is a personality defect, a mental illness or personality disorder, or something is wrong with anyone who's thinking that way, because there's no healthy brain that would think that. None. That's what it is. You're sick. There's something seriously wrong with you if you think that those two girls had anything to do with this murder. Now, I'm not against at the very beginning looking at all options, questioning everything, try to figure it out. Sure, of course you need to do that, but we're almost 3 years past the point of when that was done. We've established what reality is. And if you can't get along with reality because you don't like reality and you'd like to live in this little delusional world out there, you have no place in the world with the rest of us. I'm sorry. If the people that are out there that still harass these people, it's sick.
Well, and the other thing is Brian Koberger pleaded guilty. So
exactly.
He stepped up and said, I did this.
There's you, no matter what, you can't change some people's points of view or wherever cognitive distortions that they're operating under, because they think that this sounds crazy, that someone would say this, that, oh, it's, you know, you're covering. Yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to that going, I don't know how I would I don't think I could give them any information about phone numbers or sure. I would be a nervous wreck. I
would be just, bleh.
Yeah, I could not answer a question in a situation like that. I'd shut down.
Yeah.
I just would.
These girls went through absolute hell, and the hell it's the same monsters that went after the people that, like the Sandy Hook families and stuff like that. It's the same distorted, fucked up thinking from these people that really, you know, if they went on a cruise and the boat sunk, I would be happy. It's like, oh, the Alex Jones cruise that takes all the Sandy Hook folks that believe this shit is fake and that those are fake actors, and the boat sinks and everyone goes away. Well, you know what? That's natural selection working in one big, big boat sinking. I would praise that if that happened.
These girls didn't ask for this to happen to them.
No. No, you're a blight on society.
If you're in a situation, they weren't in a dark alley wearing, you know, provocative clothing. It wasn't, you know, they didn't ask. And I'm not saying that a woman wearing that, I'm being sarcastic here, but none of this was due to anything that they did other than existing. So to point blame at them in any fashion is just fucking ridiculous.
I don't get where people just can't accept facts sometimes. And that's really what it comes down to here. There's no reason to think that it wouldn't be anyone other than Brian Koberger. There's no logical reasons other than a very broken brain that's connecting dots in places where they don't go. And sometimes people's brains just don't connect those dots. And if you're one of those people hearing that and you're thinking Koberger's innocent and that these girls had something to do with it, seek help. Seek help. Because it's not going to end well for you if this is the line of thinking that you're operating under. There's something seriously wrong with you. I don't know any way to say that. I mean, just the sheer raw emotion. I don't really have anything to add to it. I have nothing. I mean, what do you say? She's trying to get out everything that occurred, the hell that they went through that night, and try to explain the reasoning for their fear. And look, these kids grew up in a very different time than the rest of us. The ways that many other generations respond to trauma, respond to reaching out to authorities is very different than what we've had. That's the only way I can try and describe it, because at first I had difficulty wondering, why didn't they call 911? What's going on? Like, why was that? And not that they were like hiding something, but like, what is the process going on here that would not be the first choice? And once you really dig into it and understand that way of thinking, and you understand that generation, and you understand how they have been brought up and how they respond to things, it makes sense. It just does. It's a very different response that they have to things than we do. Not because they don't want to get help, but because they weren't brought up in the same way, where we have a phone on the wall, we call 911 if something happens. It's more community oriented in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of ways to look at that. And if you want to take 5 minutes of your life and dig into that, you can. But it does add up. And clearly, yeah. If you think she's a murderer, you're insane.
especially the last one, a lot to process.
Oh my God.
A lot to process.
Yeah. I was on the fence about, that one's been out for a little while, but, and I was on the fence about playing it, and I'm like, well, you know what? I've been seeing too many idiots out there on this, so I thought let's talk, let's bring that one out there. So there you go. That's the latest. We got to see Koberger shopping today, and
dancing to Rick Astley,
Rick Astley. If you need a little pick me up, you know, just go back about an hour in the show. your weekend's going to be magic. Magic 104.
I marked it. It was at like minute 37, I think.
Did you mark it?
Well, kind of. I wrote it down, actually.
Oh, it's around funny. There. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section on all of the cases that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You can do that on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us right there. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.